Our Minecraft server is provided by ServerCraft, offering reliability, support, and performance. Get your own server from servercraft.co. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 7-day trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft.
This episode is sponsored by Toasted Jelly, who's buying Brent's soul $10 at a time. He's got a long way to go. Wolf21, who says, always remember to rock on. And Rodri, who says, you're so happy you could ride a pig, but would you?
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled. And all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in The Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 23, recorded on March 6, 2011.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. And today we have Simon and Lewis from Yogscast.
Woo!
Hello, Internet.
Hello!
That's Simon. Simon.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
They may or may not turn into robots during this episode.
Spontaneously.
Little combust. Spoiler. Little spoiler for you. So, guys, it's awesome to have you guys here. You want to talk about all the stuff you do, videos and podcasts and stuff?
Sure.
Hit us with it.
It's either that or we talk about the weather, I guess. So it's a British thing to do, isn't it?
Kind of cold and rainy here.
Yeah.
So what is it we do, Lewis? What do we do? Do you know what we do?
I think we just play Minecraft on the internet and try and enjoy ourselves. And it's very easy to do because Minecraft is great.
We make videos about it as well. So it's not just, you know, we don't just play it. We make videos and loads of people watch them.
Loads of people.
Lots and lots of people.
Literally dozens of people
watch our videos. Shaft loads.
Yeah. They just watch them over and over again.
So y'all plan out y'all's videos, or do y'all kind of just decide to do an adventure map and then just go off the cuff?
That's roughly what happened, wasn't it? I mean, we started playing a kind of let's play style, which there's been hundreds of. It's our sort of style, because we did a lot of this thing in World of Warcraft and other games. And once it sort of got going as a series, we decided that we needed to spice it up somehow. So we spiced it up by just throwing in some crazy mix-ups from some of our friends, basically. Didn't we, Simon?
Things got very weird very quickly, and it sort of just snowballed wildly out of control.
So, are you a robot now?
Am I a robot again?
Hello, I am a robot again.
Has that fixed it? Because that fixed it before. Didn't
that
it?
Hasn't fixed it. Do you want to just like?
Oh, hello,
Jesus Christ. Christ, do you want to unplug the... He's using like a USB dongle sound card, which is possibly the worst kind of sound card.
Oh, okay.
And also the cheapest kind of sound card. I didn't even know you could actually get them, but apparently you can, and they are terrible. So we're like 1 minute into the podcast, and Simon has already like basically f***ed up his sound. Oh, can I not swear? Can I
screwing it up. How do you correct yourself with another...
I've been told we should swear less,
right?
But it's going to take a lot of effort, I think,
right, yeah.
Certainly on my part.
Well, you can't beat last week, so...
Yeah, it was
tough. Oh, my God.
Amazing.
The robot's gone.
Am I here? Hello?
You're here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome back.
Yeah, we hear you.
So, brilliant. It's a good show. This is going to be our greatest show that we've ever been on. I can feel it now.
Yeah.
Feel it now. You're effing and jeffing all over the shop. I'm some sort of weird robot man. It's beautiful. The thing of beauty.
Yeah, I almost feel like you don't need us here.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You guys just tell jokes and we'll laugh at you.
God.
So your Minecraft videos, see how I'm bringing it back. So your Minecraft videos, would you say those are the most popular videos that you do right now?
Oh yeah, by a long way. We've I think it's partly to do with like the snowball effect that is YouTube's very nature. The thing about YouTube is that once you start getting a video that has over a certain amount of views in a day, it goes onto the top most viewed lists, and then it gets a lot more views. Mm-hmm. And we sort of crossed that threshold over about New Year when we put out sort of the last one of our first Minecraft series, and it got a lot of views, and since then we've really been growing a lot more. We've been on YouTube for about 3 years doing this kind of thing, and now we're finally kind of getting a bit of popularity, which is fantastic. And it's
the
definitely
popularity
thanks to our Minecraft.
We so richly deserve, and that we should have had a long time ago.
Yeah, because I used to listen to y'all. Y'all would do kind of like strats for WoW bosses and stuff, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. We do all sorts of things. We're gonna play. We're going to continue playing whatever games we enjoy playing and making videos of them, because that's kind of, if we're enjoying ourselves, it's quite good. I mean, as you can see from Simon's robot voice, I have a lot of stress when we do. There's a lot of stress on my part with regards to the Oscars.
All because of me.
Well, do you want us to like, just detail a typical day of the week that you have? So you wake up in the morning. Like, just you go ahead.
Well, I don't wake up in the morning, first of all. I have to correct you immediately. What happens is I'm like buried underneath a duvet in my dirty little hole, and I get like a phone call, I ignore it. Like half an hour later, I get another phone call, I'll just ignore it again, and it'll go on for a good couple of hours, and by the time I actually get around to answering it, it's probably about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and Lewis is on the other end of the phone. He's exasperated. He says, "Did you not hear me call?" And I say, you know, I give him some pitiful excuse. And then he says, "We need to do some recording, Simon. Get online now." So I go off. I use the toilet. I have a sandwich. I might shower. It depends. Every other day, usually shower. And and then I finally come online. I'm a robot again, so I have to restart my computer. And when it's finally rebooted and we're ready to do some recording, I then have to go and use the loo again. And by this time, it's probably about 6 o'clock in the evening. And Lewis says, "Okay, Simon, I need you to do some silly voices." And so I do some silly voices for about 10 minutes. And after that, I'm completely exhausted. I'm spent. That's been like a full day for me. I just collapse into my bed. I cover myself in the duvet, and the cycle begins anew the next day.
Yeah.
And during all of this, Lewis is constantly, he's a bit like a keyboard player in he's like Jean-Michel Jarre, right? You remember Jean-Michel Jarre? He plays all these electronic keyboards, and he's got like dozens of them surrounding him, and he'll be like playing them all at once. Lewis is like that, but with keyboards, and he's got all of these monitors surrounding him, and he's like, you know, he's editing videos, he's doing this, he's doing that, he's like editing 4 videos at once. He's doing all of this work, and he's putting in good, you know, 16-hour days whilst I'm like covered with a duvet. So that's typically how it works, the Yogg's Cast.
So are you students? Do you have jobs?
Students?
Well, I used to have a job. Simon just works as a hobbit, where he just has to stay in his hole.
I'm a hobbit.
The world needs
that's
hobbits.
My profession, hobbit.
I used to be a freelance science journalist, so I used to write for a living for various journals in the UK, and I'd spend a long time contacting other countries. You know, most of my work came from commissions that were to cover work in the US or that's happened in China, so I would spend a lot of time on the phone, and it meant I had to work at funny hours as well, because you have to get up early to ring up China, and you have to stay up late to ring up America, so as we are now. I mean, for you in the
is there
the
a funny anecdote,
you
know, Lewis? Is there a funny anecdote, or is it you just going to ramble on about talking
no,
to
but
some
I mean,
Chinese man about
okay.
algae?
Okay, yeah, all right, fine. You do have to stop me sometimes.
That's what we got Simon here for.
Yeah.
Simon will stop you for it.
Yeah. So how do you guys manage all of your YouTube comments and stuff? Do you actually read them all and reply and stuff, or do you just kind of pick, you know, pick some and read them?
Or do you just ignore them all?
Yeah, or just, you know, yeah.
Do we, are you honestly asking if we read all of our YouTube comments?
I don't think there's any way to do that and get any work done, but yeah, so how do you handle that? What do you do?
Am I we calling hire you people to read them for us, and they pick out the best comments. And in fact, that's why comments get so many thumbs up. It's actually like our team, our staff, are all thumbsing up the good comments. So like the top rated comments are the only ones that we ever view.
Right. Okay.
So I watched a chunk of your videos, and but I never got to the point where you discovered who it was that built all the stuff on your server when you guys weren't logged on. Who did it?
Wait, you're the guy who hates spoilers. Wes hates spoilers, like, with a passion, and you're trying to throw a spoiler out there for everybody.
Is this a spoiler?
You don't know who did it.
Well, I know, but I don't.
So yeah, it would spoil it.
Is
for
this
other
a major plot point? I don't know.
It could be.
It'd be like saying who starred in a particular role. That's not a spoiler. If
you said, you know, Snape killed Dumbledore, that would be a spoiler.
So I guess my point is, did it ever become?
Oh, he just hung up.
An important.
He's really mad about that.
Really?
No. I had you though. I had you.
No, you didn't. Anyway, was it a major point? I mean, who did that on your server?
John.
Well, that's still a very good question, actually. Me and Simon have a whole bunch of friends that we've met and we've played games with over time. We've got a big, big WoW guild. We've got friends playing Minecraft, and me and Simon are in very limited contact with the people building stuff on our server. So we are often just told, log in. You know, this will probably take about an hour. Or, you know, it's up to you how long you want to take. And, you know, it feels like kind of an adventure. It's kind of almost like doing D&D. That's what we think of it like. Because we did a couple of D&D podcasts. Now, we're huge fans of Dungeons & Dragons, the board game. But we're a bit kind of nerdy, and it would be quite good to put it online, because we felt that, you know, sometimes people's D&D sessions are great fun. They come up with these amazing concepts and are really proud of their work. So we did a couple of podcasts where we did D&D, and I think this is a sort of similar thing, that me and Simon aren't actually involved in the building or the plot or any of that, but
who was the first person to build stuff, Lewis?
Who was the first person to build
the white faced man?
The Phantom of the Opera?
I'm talking very seriously about it. Crikey, why am I talking so seriously about it? Normally we just kind of beat around the bush about it, don't we? And say, Israfel built it all. And he's a kind of Hero Brian antagonist in our series, isn't he? But I don't think Israfel built any of this cool stuff. He's kind of someone who just builds evil things. So I don't know if
he's like us. What if he is like us? What if it is actually just another guy and, like, his mate, and they're just messing around on this server, and they think that we're, like, the bad guys, because we're coming along and we're, like, repairing walls and stuff.
Looting chests over the lava. And
oh, my God, yeah. We're stealing all of his stuff, Lewis.
Do you know about Hero Brian and stuff? I mean, well, obviously you do, but is he, like, actually in the game in some way, shape, or form?
No. We actually got confirmation from Notch himself, who said he is absolutely not in the game.
Yeah.
Now, is he lying about it? I think so.
Oh. Did you ask him if he has a dead brother?
Yes, and he doesn't. He doesn't have he doesn't have a brother.
Yeah. He does have a dead monkey, though. So, I have a question.
What's that? What's going on? I'm like looking around trying to find. Hello? Little monkey man? Hello?
So what was your first impression on Minecraft when you first discovered it? Like, who discovered it to? Was it Simon or Lewis?
Simon.
And what did you think about it?
Yeah, you were telling me about it. Go on, just tell me what the first thing you said when you like saw Minecraft.
Oh, it's like Lego. That's what they said. It's like Lego. Yeah.
That's the way to sum it up, though, isn't it?
And did Lewis pull what I did and go, oh, that sounds like the worst game in the world?
Yeah.
And he didn't want anything to do with it, and he was like happily playing World of Warcraft and Hon or something terrible.
Yeah.
Some atrocious game.
A lot of
game.
The time, though, it's all about your kind of feelings going in. I mean, when we first started playing Minecraft, we didn't have any expectations of it, you know? Mm-hmm. But in the same way that it's a kind of something that's completely new, and it's very well executed. Whereas, you know, like some other games I've been playing recently, like I played the demo of Darkspore, I played the demo of Crysis 2, I played the demo of Total War Shogun 2, all those, you know, really new games coming out. And they just didn't hold my attention, any of them, for more than, like, you know, half an hour. And I think it's partly because I know what I'm getting in for with those kind of genres of games. Whereas with Minecraft, it's something which is just so original. It can just hook you in and really appeal to kind of the, you know, the sandbox nature of people wanting to build stuff. I think we're not sure.
I thought you were going to say it appeals to the child inside of you or something. The little boy with his box of Legos.
Legos.
I did have a big like plastic tub of Lego when I was a kid, and I made like planes and things out of it. I think everyone did, didn't they? Did you have one of those, Simon?
My parents must have spent a small fortune on Lego over the years, until my, like, 20th birthday, probably. But, yeah. I remember, one Christmas I got, like, a big, like, castle set of Lego, but for some reason I didn't have the patience to put it together. So I think my dad like put it together brick by brick and built this castle, and I think I got bored with it after a couple of days, and I just demolished the whole thing. And you know the look on his face, because he'd been up like all night building this castle, and I just got enraged, and I was like bashing down the castle. It was like I was breaking through, and you know. It was under siege by me.
early signs of a griefer.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. He'd be banned from it. Well, that wouldn't happen anymore with whitelists.
Right.
Oh,
very nice castle we have there.
So what's on the horizon for Yogscast? What's the next thing coming out? Next project?
God, we don't know. We don't know what we're doing for
the
day
movie.
Today.
Yogscast the movie.
Awesome.
Ed Norton is going to play Lewis, and
the professor.
Late John Candy is going to play me.
Excellent cast.
Well, he can just put his corpse under a duvet, and it works.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Cool.
What are we doing? I don't know what we're doing. What I want to talk about is what we want to see in Minecraft. I read someone made a mod that you increased the sky limit so you could like build higher things. But like apparently Notch said that that's not a very good idea because there's no like terminal velocity in Minecraft. You keep falling faster and faster. And apparently if you like have a sky limit that's too high and you jump off the top, you'll fall faster than it can like render stuff below you, and then you'll just fall through the world instead. I heard that was the reason.
Ah, yeah, that's a good reason.
What's that got to do with what we're doing in the future?
I was just thinking, like, stuff that I want to see in Minecraft.
That's what we're going to do in future. We're going to fall through the world.
We've fallen into the world quite a lot, haven't we, actually? My goodness.
Yeah.
Well, let's if we want to talk about what we want new, let's go ahead and go into something we like to call...
Excavation Station.
And this is where we and you and all the listeners propose new ideas for Minecraft. We have a whole zoo in here. We kind of push them and prod them and make noises.
Yeah, we do.
Oh my goodness. It's like I'm in a barn or somewhere. Oh, amazing.
Yeah. So, all right, Excavation Station. Let's talk about what we want in the game.
So you were talking about what do y'all want? What do y'all want to see?
What is the number one thing you want? Or number
what do you
two?
Want, Simon? What's the number one thing you want to see in Minecraft? Putting you on the
I
spot.
I want
robots.
More creatures. I want more creatures. That's what I want. I want that to be in the standard game. Thank
That's
you.
That's a good
much.
Call.
Yeah,
that is a good call. I was thinking like more creative stuff. Like I'd like to see, because you know, not just being, because like the Nether, you could envision it being below like the bedrock, couldn't you?
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people like think it's kind of there, don't they? So you have like the normal world, then you have bedrock, then you have the Nether. I'd like to see like another one underneath the Nether, like a kind of like a nicer version though, like maybe like a kind of
a nicer
like a different.
Pink cobblestone. Yeah.
Instead of netherrack, it's like marshmallow.
Like,
yeah. And instead of lava, it's hot chocolate.
Yeah, like Candyland.
Like kind of Candyland, Toy Town, under there. Something that's like slightly sinister, but not. Yeah.
we've got some people on our server building a Candyland right now. Sugar and her crew, ooh. I believe.
Maybe like if Tim Burton created Candyland, something like that, maybe.
That would work. Chocolate rivers instead of lava. Yeah. That would work. We could do that.
Delicious.
Malevolent underground ponies.
Yeah.
It could work.
And I see you have something here, Eric.
Blood. Huh?
I see you have something here. What did you want?
Yeah, I was thinking, I want little glowy things that are a part of your armor. Enchantments. I guess it's a little WoW-like, but everybody kind of wants to look a little different, other than the skins, right? So you could have some sort of a enchantment on your legs to make you run faster or something, and it would glow. It would do something cool, so everybody kind of has their own look, you know? Or like a like some sort of poop enchantment, so you just walk around laying poop blocks like a trail of them. I don't know, whatever.
See, when you mentioned the running thing, it reminded me of the trainers that would have the little LEDs that would light up as you ran around.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. That'd be kind of cool.
Well, I just think customized armor. Kinda cool. Customized armor would be good. Something, yeah. Anything that you could do to get yourself away from, you know, generic clothing.
Right.
Yeah, that would be a good
there
idea.
There are dyes like, in the game. Know, just... Why can't you dye your armor? Ah.
Yeah.
Ah.
Ah.
Okay, it was a terrible idea.
Yeah, I remember they did that
with the cow and the chicken and the weird monkey man over here. Mind me.
I remember they did that in EverQuest. They let you start dyeing armors, and it was like a race to see who could make the crappiest looking set of armor. Mm-hmm. And everybody just ran around with the worst looking armor,
like orange.
So I think that's an awesome idea.
And lime green. Yeah.
What's the matter with lime green?
Like clowns. Like clown armor.
Eric has a thing about clowns.
Yeah. I don't know.
Sexually.
We do have a call here, and I will play it.
He will, I swear.
Hey guys, this is Cerebral Kyle. I have a suggestion for the excavation station. I think it'd be cool to have, like, mushrooms that you start, that you could eat the mushrooms and grow, you know, or be able to find, like, glowing stars bouncing around randomly, and, you know, they make you invulnerable or run faster. That sounds cool, doesn't it?
I love how we get the original ideas in.
Sure.
No,
he sounded really, really enthusiastic about the idea as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're basically buffs, right? Buff, like you get the...
That's basically Mario, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, armored turtle shells.
Yeah.
I think if you put that to Notch, he'd just say, it's impossible, and then someone on the forums would make a mod of it, like... 48 hours later.
Yeah, I'll show you. Yeah. All right.
That's pretty much what happens.
Here's kind of a cool one from Chris, one of our listeners, who says he wants to see blocks that will break if you stand on them too long. Oh. So maybe like ice blocks over water.
Yeah.
It's kind of another Mario thing. You know, like isn't there a block you stand on too long? It's like a a Cheerio. Mm. It looks like a, you know, like a Fruit Loop. Like, it's like a round, you know what I'm saying? It's like a square donut.
I never played that game, so I don't know what
you've never played about. A Mario game?
No.
Oh. Really?
It's not multiplayer. He only plays multiplayer games.
Right, right.
Sorry, one day they'll come out with the Mario MMO, and I'll be all on that.
Oh, yeah. So, I don't know. That's kind of cool, I guess.
I think it could be useful for something like sports. Like, if you were to do some kind of spleefy thing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, do y'all play spleef?
Spleef.
Spleef.
Yep.
Have you heard of spleef?
Spleef.
So, there's... Have y'all seriously not heard of spleef?
Spleef. Is it like shuttleboard?
Okay, so in Minecraft, people will build these stadiums, which is basically like a big rectangular floor, and then they'll make the flooring of something that Schleef. You can dig out. And then everybody will get in there and try to dig out under everybody so they fall into like lava or something, and the last person standing wins. And they call it Spleef.
Oh, right, okay.
Spleef.
Yes. So it's kind of like it's kind of like the Counter-Strike Source map break floor where you have a rectangular arena and you have to drop people off it. Is that right?
Exactly.
Sounds right. Yeah.
I've never played it.
Yeah, I've never played that. But
it's like Break the Ice, isn't that?
Don't break the ice.
Don't break the ice. That's the
icebreaker.
The physical game that you get as a kid. And
wasn't there an old Nintendo game as Icebreakers?
I don't
know. Or something. Mm.
Now, does anybody know where spleef, the word, actually came from? Is that like the sound
spleef.
It makes?
Spleef.
Yes.
I don't know. Spleef. I don't know.
So let's move on.
spleef.
Travis Neal wants a musket that fires shots, even if you have to reload it after each shot.
Hmm.
And we've discussed guns before. I'm kind of iffy on it. I like the physics of the bow. I don't want to go on to guns.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a little it's a little violent for Minecraft.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
With skeleton zombies, spiders, and
but those
creepers.
Don't really relate to the real world. You know, when you put a gun in there, then it relates straight to
like a sword. Like there's no other use for a sword except for to stab someone or to knife them.
But a sword is fantasy, you know.
Well, a musket,
a shotgun is like.
Well, yeah. No, what no one's saying like they want a sawed off shoddy in here.
Like rob a 7-Eleven or
running around.
Right? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not. I mean, if we're talking about Call of Duty level weaponry, then that's different. Whereas if you're talking about just a little bit of a shotgun to defend your land, I mean, that's kind of quite
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess I'm just thinking like he walks into a bank with a shotgun, and it's like it's not fun anymore. You know, it's
well,
it's
if
not
he
like,
built the bank and he has people there as tellers, and you go in, that would be awesome.
What is this sound?
Oh, man.
You hear a sound over here.
I think Wes found his phone.
I didn't forget my phone.
I want to know why there isn't more magic stuff in the game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. We need more magic stuff.
Well, they said there was going to be alchemy. I guess that's the mixing of the dyes is technically the start of the alchemy.
Right.
So, yeah. But I agree. I think there needs to be more magic. Like, ways for people to do magic fireballs to light stuff on fire instead of having to bring a lava bucket to grief me.
And when are we going to get a freaking unicorn already?
Oh, it's already in there.
Yeah, haven't you seen the mobs mod?
Oh, well, yeah, mo creatures. Yeah. We just need more creatures. We just need mo.
On a similar vein, RedHawk88 wants a spear gun to use on the squid mobs.
There we go with guns again.
I don't know. Well, this is, like I said, there's a difference between Halo. I mean, the thing is, anything that people suggest, Notch says, I'm not going to do that. And then he has to come up with something himself. And he's kind of digging himself into a hole because pretty much everything has been suggested at this point. But I'm all for people suggesting guns because I think that means that Notch won't put them in.
Correct. Well, that's the one good thing about it. They've got a guy there now, I guess Jeb, who's the one who's now putting in the items in the game. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if y'all seen part of the documentary yet where Notch basically says, you know, well, I wasn't going to put anything people said, but now Jeb puts it in there, so I just have to look at it and go, oh, okay, that looks cool now.
Yeah, I kind of think Jeb was behind the Better Light thing.
Yeah, because he didn't seem like he wanted that at all, and now it's default.
Yeah. which is awesome. Do you guys like the new lighting change?
I can't say I've noticed, but I'm all for adding community mods to Minecraft. I think there's a lot of really talented programmers out there who spend, you know, weeks of their life or their spare time from an actual programming job, you know, coding really good code for Minecraft. And if they, you know, Minecraft turn around at the end of the day and say, look, you know, we want to use your code, I'm all for that because, wow, it's just going to improve the game so much. And it's a good start that they've put in two quite important bits of code, you know, saving games and lighting. You know, they're two, you know, pretty important things. It's not like someone took a squid mod off one of the community members and shoved that in. I mean, that would be easy, but
yeah,
you know, these are important things, and they've just gone in very smoothly. Excellent, haven't they? There's been no bugs related to them. They've not caused massive errors or downtime or anything. So fantastic.
Yeah.
So have y'all had any exciting adventures with squids yet?
Oh, we've had a few squid spawning in weird places. Like,
yeah, they just spawn. If there's just a single tiny little pool of water or like a puddle of water, you'll just get squid spawning crazily.
It's like I go up in my house for a little bath, and there's just like 17 squids all spazzing around like in my bathroom. And I'm like, what?
Well, I might have had something to do with that if that was on multiplayer. I could just spawn mobs, filled a guy's house with squid before. Squid and pig man, zombie pig man. So
speaking of
we've had that before.
So speaking of each other's houses, we didn't ask y'all this earlier, but you know, we got you on two different lines on Skype. Do y'all live near each other, or are y'all in different areas, or?
No. Simon lives in London. I live out in the middle of the heartland of England, Reading.
Okay. So y'all got to Skype in for pretty much everything.
With some distance, I assume you guys all live in completely different parts of the country as well.
No, so we're actually in the same room.
Yeah, we're sitting here in the same room.
They're all in the same room.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, we decided to do this, and you know, Wes moved from California, and Eric moved down from New Jersey, and we all got a pad together down here in Huntsville. So y'all are welcome to join us. We got room.
Yeah.
Oh, we could do.
That's a bit creepy. I'm not sure I'll be comfortable with that.
And I'm just kidding. We all just happen to live in the same
place. Can't I live just down the road or something? Or in like a granny flat, as we call it. Can you build me a little shed in the garden? I can live there. I'll be quite happy.
Or like a Santa's naughty shack. Is that what they call it?
What? A grotto.
There's something grotto. Somebody built on our server. I think maybe, was it Toasted Jelly or was it, I don't know, someone built the Santa's naughty shack.
Huh. What happens in there?
I don't know. I think it's if you're a naughty boy, Santa won't visit you or something.
Or he ties you up and keeps you in there.
He asked if it was okay, and I said, I don't know what that is, but it looks okay, I guess. I don't know.
Might have to Google that.
I guess maybe I should be worried now that it sounds like Simon and Lewis have no clue what I'm talking about. No.
It's a bit worrying.
Okay, so I guess back to this. Communist Banana, he thinks that snowballs should freeze mobs for a few seconds.
Huh? Sub-Zero wins.
Could go with that.
That's a good suggestion. I like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good suggestion. Put that in, Notch. We'll write that down.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Notch just called. He said it's in the next batch.
Oh, thanks, dude.
All right.
That was quick.
It works. The system works.
We've got some power over here. I don't know if you
know. It's all about the Yogs. So Punk wants a video camera with special HUD view, and then later VidCam plus minecart equal Dolly. Okay, I get it. So this sounds like Machinima Tools. Yeah. But a video camera, that's kind of weird. I would rather it just be a way to detach the camera and move it around free roam style, which I thought was going to happen in 1.3 because they kept saying a bunch of Machinima tools were coming out, but really all they gave us was Smooth Camera with F8, which is cool.
But they took away, what, F5? The one where you can actually look at your face?
Oh, yeah, that sucked. Yeah, they need to put that back. Yeah.
So do y'all use special tools?
New Machinima tools. We've been using them already, definitely. We used them in like a special cutscene thing, didn't we, in episode 14, which actually wasn't as bad as I thought. I knew I wanted to do something with... It's very difficult to do sometimes story in Minecraft without having a big wall of text there, you know? So yeah.
I like how you do...
A literal wall of text. We kind of added a cutscene.
I love that, too, because
text
you
covering a wall.
You make it like a scroll. I really like that. That's really cool.
Oh, yeah, that's a good way of doing it. But, again, I think if you could turn that into... Imagine that's those scrolls, though, as a cutscene. I think that would be quite cool to have as well. But sometimes they don't lend themselves well to cutscenes, these, like, intros, especially if they're wide-ranging...
I found that the best way to do it is really outside of Minecraft because there's not enough tools there. So to take it and make a 3D model and animate it outside of the game and then marry it with background images like in Search of Diamonds video. Have you guys seen that?
It's good.
Is that how you did it?
Wow.
Yeah, it was all outside of the game. Well, you know, the in-game stuff was captured, but of course the animated dude was... Lightwave, but you know we need more control, like custom animations.
It would benefit him too, just the game in general. I mean, like the note blocks, he put those in, and all suddenly there's hundreds of thousands of videos with his game in it with these songs. If now he made in-game tools where the average Joe can sit there and film, you know, whatever, all suddenly there's going to be thousands of more videos out there about his game, and that's going to drive more sales for him. So it's just a win-win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Then again, note blocks, they're a bit crap, aren't they? So some of the biggest note blocks videos that are actually on the internet are like...
I love all those videos of the theme from Portal. Just literally thousands of videos of people doing the theme from Portal on note blocks.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Maybe if we could get those all playing at the same time. Though.
Thanks.
Yeah.
But thing is, like I was trying to say, though, half of those ones that aren't actually in-game footage, they're people like editing it afterwards, so it actually sounds listenable, because note blocks are just so shit, and Redstone's just so confusing. Right. Everyone just doesn't have a clue.
Swearing so much, Lewis. You're so angry about note blocks. It's only note blocks. There's no need to get angry about it.
Has anyone here managed to build anything out of
family or something?
I did some note block stuff before, but
you cheated too,
yeah,
right?
did you guys see the Minecraft rave where it's the DJ flipping switches?
Was that you as well?
Yeah,
oh,
that was me.
Cheating bastard!
Every guest that comes on this show calls me out.
I'm talking about note blocks.
Well, so what you're saying is your famous Minecraft rave thing, you didn't actually do it in Noteblocks, and your famous video about that diamonds thing, you didn't actually do it in Minecraft. Did you actually...
Right. I don't actually play the game.
Do you actually own a copy of Minecraft?
No, he always borrows mine. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Now, to be fair, you built almost all of it. It was getting the timing right that was tough.
Yeah, it was choreography. I stole the sounds of the game. I recorded the note blocks
We don't want to say we stole anything.
I don't know why I said stole. I recorded the in-game sounds and then took them outside. Arranged them, and then, you know what I mean? So, I mean, yeah, so I like the theme of Minecraft a lot, and I'll use any ways I know to create a cool visual experience. I'm trying to save myself here from being a cheater.
Yeah, so there's no saving yourself.
All right, well, what's up next here? The Mac. The Thigh Mac.
Return of the Mac.
Thigh Mac 2. Mac 2.
You're not saving yourself.
What?
He wants iron poles, like sticks, that makes tools stronger, and also for metal grates. That's cool. I guess.
Yeah. I know. I think that's a good idea. Fuck, I think you should be able to use metal for.
He wants a lot. This man. Iron poles. God. Look, you're in a fucking. You're in a sandbox game, you can create castles in the sky, you can have anything you want, and this guy wants iron poles. I mean, he's not asking for much, is he? He's a very modest man of low means. I mean, come on. Just think of something you want to have in the game, Simon.
I want Jaffa cakes in the game. That's what I want. Okay. Jaffa cakes.
Okay. We've already got cake, so would it be how it's different close. Would it be? But there's a really good mod for, like, orange trees and lime trees and lemon trees and stuff like this, and it just changes a couple of Ooh. Trees to have, like, fruit in them, and you can, when you knock them down, it drops a bit of fruit, and you can eat the fruit, and you can make, like, cocktails. I mean, that's a cool idea. Mm. There's loads of ideas like that. Iron poles! Come on!
No blocks! No blocks!
I'm going to have to go and have a lie down, I think. I'm just ready for too much.
I think you're going to have to.
All right, so that was a winner. The next one is...
let's see, Mechanical Spider wants a secret door made from clean stone that acts like a normal door but looks like two blocks of stone.
A secret door.
That's not a bad idea. I kind of like that one.
That's good.
It's kind of generic. Like, how about something that's like a bookcase that rotates around, you know, and you can ride it and you're on that.
Like,
other
you
side,
put a, like, torch next to it and you click on the torch, then it opens up the
bookcase. Or a secret button, like a statue head that you go up and you touch the statue.
Or like a torch, since the torch is already in the game, you could just pull on the torch.
Yeah, a little movable torch.
Or a statue head, maybe.
I mean, maybe that's what he meant by secret door.
Yeah, but see, my thing is, I don't see that many bookcases around. I do see lots of stone. So a secret door is something you can't predict, right? So you want it to be the most common element, right?
Oh. Mm. So you walk into a dark cave and there's nothing but just nothing. And then all of a sudden you just see a bookcase. And you're like, something's up here.
with a statue head. Like, that's what give it away for me, I think. It's the statue head. Oh, look. It's another bookcase with a statue head next to it.
Or maybe it could be like you go near and you touch something and then you hear. Huh?
No.
Oh.
Huh? Yeah?
There's been a lot of that stuff going on, though. I mean, we've played a couple of custom maps, haven't we? And people are doing some very clever stuff with stuff like that, like secret blocks, secret doors and things with texture packs. So what they do is they make, like, for example, a block that isn't used very commonly. And, you know, when they design their adventure map, they have that block, like an NPC almost, so it's like dressed up like a ninja or something, and then that's an NPC, and there's a sign next to him, and it says, you know, to go and do
Hello,
the adventure quest.
I'm an NPC.
Yeah.
And there's good stuff like that. I mean, so they could do the secret doors in the same way with texture packs, but they can also put in loads of, like, fancy, cool stuff with texture packs, like clever puzzles and clever settings and clever scenery, and... It's nice that we have this sort of ability to set up our own adventures. So it's nice that it's so easily moddable, Minecraft.
Yeah,
right.
Well, and speaking of those mods, I noticed y'all use some texture packs for your videos. Did y'all do that just kind of to bring up the quality of the videos, or just personal preference, you like those?
Some of these custom maps have them with them pre-installed, but sometimes we like to sort of show them off for flavor's sake, because sometimes we do like, you know, texture packs. Some of them are really, really good. Notch isn't an artist, so you can forgive his art, and, you know, he says he loves texture packs, and they're going to make some more texture packs in the future, aren't they, I think. So there's going to be options for how you want Minecraft to look. But yeah, like you said with the note blocks thing and that Zelda sound, with a map we played, when you did crack open a secret door, it actually played the Zelda sound on note blocks, you know, that were hidden behind the wall. Yeah. So cool. Stuff like that that's just that's put into cool. an adventure is really, really, really good. So you should, if you haven't played these, like, adventure maps, like Professor Griswold, and the other one is Gourd Avenger, which we tried to play the other day, but Simon's, like, computer melted down after about 10 minutes. Mm. So,
and I noticed on, like, one of the Professor Griswolds, like, y'all weren't really, like, trying to figure out the traps or anything. Y'all just kind of bulldozed forward and did stuff, right?
Well, I mean, well, not really. Mostly we do try, but it's a bit frustrating sometimes when the puzzles are a bit lever based or jumping based. You can be very creative in Minecraft. So, and also I think that in Minecraft, you can have puzzles which aren't necessarily the classic jumping, climbing, lever, Mensa puzzles. You can have a setting that you've built with a massive chasm, and you have to say you have to build a bridge across it, or stuff like that. So what we want to do is we want to release our map that we've played through with all of these things in it, and we want to say, look, you've got this challenge, rebuild the Yogg cave, which we set on fire, right. Rebuild the Zeppelin, which has been set on fire, and, you know, suspend it above a Zeppelin tower. And that way people can log on to our adventure server, and they can actually do very sort of unusual quests that are Minecraft related, in a sense. So digging for stuff, searching for stuff, rather than these terribly boring, like, ugh, like, avoid the arrow traps like lock. Mario.
You have to, like, flick some levers and then it opens. Yeah.
And so y'all have y'all's own server, like, the Yoggnauts, they go on to, like, y'all's server?
We've got a couple of servers, and they're really only just getting set up. We've paid for them, and we're hosting them, and we're getting more and more. We're going to have a public museum server, which is just our map from the series that people can walk around and look at. We're also going to release that as, like this, I said, this kind of adventure map, so if people want to host it themselves or play it with friends, they can do that. Also, we're going to have probably a couple of public build servers, which aren't going to be the traditional public build servers. When you go online and on Minecraft multiplayer, you're instantly zoned into a very busy area filled with crap, and there's, like, you know, very terrible sky-high walkways walking across everywhere, and it just looks very silly, and that's just the nature of public servers. What I think we're going to do is we're going to have a public server that's sort of limited in size, so it's very, very big, but not hugely big.
Right.
And the central area is we're going to build like a hunting lodge there, and we're going to say, you know, welcome to your public server. Go ahead and go off an adventure with this world. If you find other people, great. We're going to have a few mods on there, like local chat, so you can only talk to people who are near you. And the idea is that you wander off in a random direction or with your friends, and there's a public kind of build server where, after a certain amount of distance from that area of nice scenery hunting lodge, you can go ahead and build whatever you want. So they can screw up the world once they get there. But, you know, it's a bit more Minecrafty, at least to begin with, for them to zone in, and then we'll wipe it clean from time to time. We've also got a couple of private servers where people who've shown their skill effectively by posting on our forums or giving us screenshots or becoming friends of ours have this whitelisted server, which is where me and Simon have got a little village. We've got our own little houses. So, you know, one of my friends built a big tree house in his plot of land. We've got lots of server mods, actually. One of them is called Townie, and it allows you to sort of isolate sort of plots of land. So I think we were given like a 16 by 16 plot of land in a generated castle area, with sort of wall around the outside, and we're supposed to like pimp out our town. And the idea is that, you know, you have certain members of the town and other members of the town, you could go to war with other towns and kind of grief them. But at the moment, it's quite peaceful, I think. There's been a few lava buckets poured over people's houses, and they weren't pleased. The tree that I mentioned has already been set on fire several times. I mean, you wouldn't... It's very flammable leaves. They just go up really quick. Especially also now the wood doesn't stick around. It's meant that the tree has just literally vanished off the server several times.
So it sounds like you already have your hands full with stuff. How hands-on are you on the server stuff, though? Do you just talk to people and say, hey, these are the mods we want, or, you know, just do the servers for us and make it cool? Or are you hands-on and, like, looking for mods and putting them on yourself?
Well, actually, I mean, on our server that we run and play the adventure on, it's literally vanilla, so it's nothing, there's no mods there at all. It's just the raw server software that we've got. You know, you can op people and you can give them, you know, 46.1, but you can't, like, there's no fancy stuff, no special crazy mods or anything. It's all texture packs and just natural server, that's what we have. But a lot of guys who are sorting out our servers for us, I have nothing to do with it. I don't know anything about computers. Neither do you, Simon. Crikey. In your 15 minutes of, like, daylight each day, you don't have time to do that kind of stuff anyway. I mean, I get up at 7:30. I make Hannah breakfast. I make Hannah some lunch. Pack her off to school. Well, no, to work. And then
what?
What? And then, oh, you know,
this is how rumors start.
And then, you know, I do stuff, and I work on the videos, and I edit, and I look around, and I respond to emails. Like you asked before, you know, we get so many comments, so many emails.
You're talking so much. It's like listening to Total Biscuit. Jesus, it just goes on and on.
I'm sorry. Simon, do you want to interrupt? Got anything to say?
I just did. Well, this isn't our show. You can't just take it over.
That'd be fair. I did ask questions, so.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, so we got another call here.
Yes.
Those are always fun.
All right, let's do it.
Hello. My name's Aristides, and I have a suggestion for excavation station. Recently, with the 1.3 patch, I've noticed that there are fir trees in snowy areas. Now that Mojang are starting to put in the different tree types, I'd like to see different saplings being dropped by the leaves on decay. That way I could make a more dynamic garden for my castle. What do you guys think? Thanks.
So different types of saplings, so you can get the other trees and grow them.
That was kind of good. I like that idea. I think the saplings...
Seems natural progression.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like they should have had that there to begin with. I mean, with the introduction of new trees, yeah.
But it seems like Notch has problems with trees, right? Like, the leaves frustrated him for so long to get it just right.
Yeah, he was having some code rage for a while, seemed like. I don't know.
Some of these new trees look ridiculous, though. They're like a toilet brush, you know, they're just like one massive long stick with four leaves on the top.
Pine trees.
Yeah.
It looks ridiculous.
Some of them do look a bit weird.
Yeah. I don't really like the birch wood texture.
Really?
Default. Because it's so white. I guess it kind of... Now I'm thinking about the bathroom, but it kind of looks like toilet paper kind of wrapped up, and it's kind of gross. I don't know. It doesn't mesh well with the forest of, like, dark colors and greens and browns, and, you know, it just, I don't know, it just sticks out and looks funny to me.
I'd like for you to be able to, though, purposefully plant those trees and to take the birch wood and use it in construction.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Should you have to be... I mean, we've obviously, like, previously built stuff with actual leaves. You know, you have to spawn them in, but you can make interesting trees or bushes or hedges and shapes. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that would be... I don't think, like, we could call that unrealistic, giving people leave blocks, you know?
Yeah, hedges and topiary and things.
Yeah, maybe you could make them out of saplings or something. So they would be fairly difficult to make, but...
Yeah.
That might be a nice idea.
That would be nice. I'm hearing Skype sounds.
Yes.
Are we dropping people?
No, someone's trying to call us.
Oh, okay.
Don't call us. Don't do that.
We'll call you. We want to go to the next one here. Wow, some of these are wordy. Chronological says, since Minecraft uses the same system of hearts as health as Zelda, I think it should be heart pieces randomly hidden throughout the world, like pumpkins. A heart container would be added to your health every time you found 4 heart pieces. Well, that's like exactly like extra Zelda. It's not like hearts. Zelda. That is Zelda.
It's about as good as the guy who wanted a mushroom that makes you grow.
Next, we'll get some carts. Some carts to race around in.
Yeah. Oh, actually down here, 1000 Knots says he wants segways. What? That's just dumb.
Yeah, that is dumb. Okay, Mutant...
yeah. Oh, there goes one listener.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yep, sorry. Mutant Carrot says it would be cool to add... it would also be cool to add about adding elemental swords. That doesn't make any sense. Anyway, like fire, ice, poison, and water. Fire swords would be crafted from a sword and a firestone, like a mineral or maybe a new mob drop. Poison would be from sword and slime balls. Ice would be snow blocks, and a sword and water would be a water bucket and sword. So fire would do overtime damage, ice would slow movement, poison would make food less effective unless an antidote was taken, and water would push back enemies.
You had me at flaming swords. I don't need the rest.
It's fantasy.
Yeah, that's a good suggestion. I like making it more kind of magical in the world and making more gems and more kind of I like all that stuff about Minecraft. I hope they do continue to add more stuff under the ground. Like Lapis, that's a good start, but I want it to be busier down there.
And maybe you have to go, maybe this is all stuff that has to be gleaned from another area, too. Like, maybe all these special magical stuffs have to come from the nether. You know,
someplace from a wizard.
That's more, someplace that's more hostile. So, you know, you have this sort of generic world you work in, and then if you build a portal to another world, you can bring some of the magic back.
But see, I think the nether is like less hostile than the real world. Like, it's to me, it's like once you put up a glass plate, you basically own the nether. Like, because gas don't do anything. The pigmen don't fight you. It's just like, you only have to look out for the ghast, you know?
That's well, it. I think the nether needs a bit of work. It definitely needs a bit of loving, doesn't it? It hasn't had much attention since its release, and it feels like there's not much there, like, blocks-wise. You know, it's small, there's a limited
amount
of stuff.
That's about the only reason to go there, isn't it?
Glowstone. You need, like, 9 glowstone to bring one bit back. It's just a bit of a chore to farm glowstone, especially if you're trying to build anything nice out of it, you know?
Yeah.
I think it needs a bit of loving. But what was that block that was added? Like, there was an obsidian block with a bit of blue dye. Have you guys talked about that? Was that in the latest patch in the textures?
Lapis lazuli? Lazuli?
Yeah.
Oh, no. There was something else, wasn't there?
Obsidian, but with a weird sheen on it.
Yeah. We thought it might be, like, people speculating, it might be, like, part of the new portal, because Notch just said he'd like to add a new nether, effectively, hasn't he, of some description. Now, I don't know whether that would be through a different portal or how he would get there.
This is a block that's in-game.
Oh, wow. We don't know anything about this.
Anybody in the chat room know this? What's going on?
Yeah.
Y'all are just making this up, aren't you?
Referred to as the ether, maybe. I don't know. There's lots of interesting stuff about coming out about it. Because there's definitely a new texture in the texture.png, and people were saying, you know, what's this for and stuff.
Okay. So it's not probably actually in the game, just in the files, like, to be in the game later.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's not in the actual... There's no actual block that you can put down, or else people would have known about it, definitely. But that's... It might just be Jeb trolling us.
But we have the speculation about what it might be in the future. That's the fun with it.
Let's hope it's the Candyland world.
I think it's probably the start of the poop block.
The evolution of the poop block.
Or not.
So this one, Acer Maxi, he wants a time machine to go back to prehistoric times, and this has actually been done in a mod. It's called Jurassic Craft. Have you guys seen this?
No. It sounds amazing.
It is.
Lewis, I put it, when you said, you know, Simon, find some mods so that we can play through them, or Hannah can play through them, make it into a nice text document. I've put it in there. It's in the Dropbox. It's a text document.
These are the ones that you've put in there. You are the creeper version 0.45. Baby animals. Nuke.
Baby animals.
What is nuke?
Yeah. It turns TNT into, like, really, really powerful stuff. It blows up the entire world.
Oh, that sounds perfect!
That sounds brilliant. Give Honeydew 46. Jurassic Craft is there. I'm sure I added it on there. I'm sure I did.
All right, so sorry, we're twin shop guys. Go on, tell us about this. I want to hear about the dinosaurs.
It's basically a world that you can go to a new portal that takes you back in time, and it's really cool. It's got this red glowy sky. The trees look different. They're a lot bigger around. The trunks are bigger, and lots of different dinosaurs. Big brontosauruses, T-Rexes, and pterodactyls.
Everything was bigger back then, wasn't it? The trees were bigger. The animals were bigger.
Yeah, and like
everything was bigger.
I think that, like, the sun. I think, is there more than one planet? I don't remember what the sky looks like, but it's really cool. Just do a search for Jurassic Craft on YouTube, and you can enjoy the Jurassic Park soundtrack being played underneath it, which is actually kind of nice.
That's amazing. Yeah. Okay, we'll definitely do that.
So, yeah, we want to see you guys doing a video on that. That would be awesome.
Yeah, Lou, snap to it.
Now.
I can do some dinosaur voices. Roar, I'm a dinosaur. Something like that, maybe.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Needs a bit of work. Needs a
that
bit
was
of
like
work.
A stegosaurus, yeah.
So,
like a brontosaurus.
So I think we should move on from Excavation Station.
Okay.
Yeah, it just keeps going and going and going.
Yeah, yeah.
Do we want to do a quick journey? Do we want to do that?
I got a couple things to talk about.
Okay, well, that sounds pretty fun, and let's do it now.
Yay!
Our journey.
That's music so happy. No, it just makes me happy. I just like, yay! Okay, so I'll go ahead and start off. My wife was at GDC this week.
Ooh.
She was doing a symposium for her company in San Francisco, and my wife's cousin works for Double Fine. So he invited her to come to the awards ceremony, and she couldn't make that, but she did go to the Mojang booth to meet the people there. And so I've got Carl's card here, you know, and I've got my, and I don't know what I did.
Show him the
it.
Back of the business card.
There you go.
That's good.
Got big,
that's
the, awesome. The new Mojang logo on there.
Sweet.
But it was really funny because my wife walked up to the booth and was like, oh, you know, my husband does a podcast about your game. And she was talking to Carl and she's like, and he's going to kill me because I can't remember the name of the show right now.
Are you serious?
Oh, God.
She forgot it was called The Shaft?
She did. She did. And Carl went, are you talking about The Shaft? And she went, yes, that's it. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
So, yeah. So... That was pretty funny. But she basically said that, you know, we had a good time doing the stuff and everything, and that we were hoping to get Notch on the show eventually. And Carl said we want to get him on the show as well, but things have been really, really crazy. And she agreed with him Basically Carl himself said that he wants Notch to come on the show.
That's good.
On our show.
Yeah, we want him on the show as well, on your show, don't we, Simon? So
definitely.
Let's get that done, everyone.
Come on, Notch, where are you playing at? Get on the shaft. Get on that shaft.
Yeah, everybody go out today and, you know, tweet out at Notch, when are you going to be on the shaft?
Hey, there you go. Yeah, spam him a little. I mean,
he'll love us then, right?
It's not spam, it's suggestions.
I was also in two music videos this week. Two.
You whore.
I know. I was. I saw a tweet from Josh, who goes by
Hodge Josh.
Hodge Josh. And I was on his Poop Blocks video.
Yeah, that's also
which is a TikTok parody, and
like Kesha.
Yeah, and
KE dollar sign ha. Huh?
Yeah, ha. And he so he did this Poop Box video, and I was in that. And then also this week, Brent did a video, a tribute to the Shaftlands.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was in it, throwing bones. I was throwing bones and throwing balls at Clyde.
Yeah, there was a lot of ball throwing.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a lot of videos came out this week, music videos.
Yep.
Welsh Pixie.
Yep, Welsh Pixie.
That's a really good
that's
one.
Right, yeah.
Yep, she put out
a video on the excellent Gargamel world. If you haven't tried, create a new seed as a Gargamel, lowercase letters, and it's awesome.
Another
good about it.
It is
the desert one.
It is made of crazy tall mountains with cave openings, and it's all about either really flat ground or really huge monumental. Caverns and mountains and stuff. So it's the terrain is crazy. In fact, there's even some floating islands that have trees on them, and they're just completely floating islands, just hanging out. Really weird world. So yeah, check that out.
Another one I tried was Glacier. Have you been on Glacier?
Isn't that the same as Gargamel? No. I heard someone saying it was basically the same as
Glacier.
Gargamel.
Yeah. I don't know.
Glacier starts you off next to this really cool valley with a big waterfall coming into it. It's really neat.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Some really, this is really cool, adding the seeds. Have you heard of the 404 challenge?
Yes.
I want to do it so bad, but I kind of want to do it the opposite way. I kind of want to see how fast I can die.
Nice. See, Eric and I are working on a 404 challenge where we're going to... preload it and go in and build us a house down at the bottom, and then go back up top and act like we're starting the 404 challenge, and then get down there and be like, oh, there's a house.
Spoilers.
You know, because you know, Eric cheats on everything. Eric cheats on everything.
Snape killed Dumbledore, you jerk. Also,
sorry, for people who don't know what it is, it's like there's a map called the 404 challenge, and basically what it is there's if you create a new world with the seed 404, just the numbers, it will generate a specific location, this sort of gravelly area by water, and if you sort of dig in that gravel, it will basically sink you down this horribly huge sinkhole, right, that goes all the way down to like bedrock effectively, and down there there's this ginormous cave system with lava and water and stuff, and the idea is that, you know, you sort of gear yourself up during the day, and then when night falls you have to go down into this cave and, you know, try and survive as long as you can down there. I don't know whether you're supposed to, I don't think you're supposed to make your way out, but the idea is that you kind of, there's no real kind of good goal towards the end. I think that a goal would be you're not allowed to leave till you dig diamonds, for example. I think that would be quite cool.
Well, the real issue is you can't, they don't want you to use torches. That's the really rough part.
No. Right. Well, there's plenty of lava though. For light.
There's lava to light you up,
but you have to
find. It doesn't make very good viewing for a YouTube series, does it, if you can't use torches?
Well,
I mean, a lot of people have complained about my torch use in the YouTube series, but if I didn't use so many torches, there would be more people complaining that it's just dark all the time.
Well, Bob Mills, who was on the show 2 weeks ago, he did a 404 challenge video, and he used a After Effects filter, I think, or something.
Oh, to brighten it up.
Basically, it looks kind of like he's got a flashlight pointing in front of him.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
so
that was cool.
Yeah, so it worked pretty well.
Yeah. I think it's called cheating, but it's pretty cool.
But, you know, we hear on the shaft, love notebooks. Cheaters.
In note plots.
Wait, all I heard was note
plots.
Yeah, you're not supposed to use no blocks in the 404 challenge.
Oh, really? That sucks.
Also, I wandered. One thing I decided to continue that big fat road that I've been making on the Shaftlands, the sandstone
that's
one.
That's PHAT.
Yeah, fat. And I actually got Gada and Seagon to help me. We got to this valley and we built this arch. I think you saw it. Built this arch going out and had a lot of fun planning all that out. And then also I've been like zipping around all the beaches on the Shaftlands trying to fix them, where people dig the huge sandy holes out of everything and leave these.
Oh, you know, that could be creeper damage.
No, it's you can tell because it has one piece of sand holding all the water back, and then there is this huge hole down to stone
gutted,
where people have pulled out all the sand and it's just ugly. So I've been walking around fixing beaches.
So what do you do to fix it?
Well, I fill it with stone, and then I put a layer of sand on top of it.
Oh, okay.
So I make a new beach.
Okay. But why? It's just going to trick people. Now they're going to dig down and think they're getting sand and not. And it's just
they'll dig one thing of sand, and then they'll get to stone, and they'll go, oh, this is not a good place to get sand from now on.
And they should just turn it into a big lava pit, and then they won't worry about getting sand there anymore.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyway, also, have you seen the statues of us on the Shaftlands?
No.
I just built one of me today.
Well,
is that an ego thing?
I think, I don't know.
You build your own statue.
Yeah, you're not supposed to build your own. That's like making your own Wikipedia page. You can't do that.
Well, I did that too. I'm a cheater too, Eric. No, I didn't actually do that. But no, I don't know. Anyway, I'll talk about it in my part. Go on. Statues of us.
Anyway,
awesome.
Anyway, there's statues of us, and it's the three of us, and it's our Minecraft skins, and we are giant people, and our hands are all touching, and it's
are we like
cool.
Fist bumping or something?
Yeah, we're all cool. Putting our hands into the middle.
Cool.
And yeah,
I didn't wash my hands before I did that, by the way.
And we're really tall.
We figured.
Think about that every time you'll see that statue.
Well, me and Wes are wearing little rubber gloves because we don't know where your hands have been.
Well, I put those gloves on before I gave them to you.
Oh, now there's a problem. Anyway, continue, Wes.
And then additionally, my favorite thing on our server right now is the flying spaghetti monster.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
He's in the
thing.
Video.
Yeah, I know. So, and you can see him if you go look at the seagulls video. Somebody built the giant flying spaghetti monster. And that's, it's awesome.
Well, I'll transition over to me since you're talking about the video.
Yeah.
I did a lot of that this week, was working on the Seagulls video. It's I just used a song from a band I played in, geez, like 15 years ago. But it's kind of timeless. Like, the song still, you know, sounds like something could come out.
I was singing it in the shower today.
Yeah. At least I try to tell myself that. But it's about the Shaftlands and all the cool buildings on the Shaftlands, about friends and, you know, all that good lovey-dovey stuff. So, you know,
yeah.
Less than three to everybody out there. Go watch the video. It's on YouTube. And then I've been playing with seeds as well, because I thought, you know, if I was a programmer and I put in this thing seeds, I would do some weird things, like, you know, you put in my name, right, and you'll get something cool. Right, or put in Notch's name, or put in,
or Simon,
you know,
Lewis.
Notch's fiance's name, and maybe there would be a sign there, like something bizarre that says, like, will you marry me, or something like that. You know, yeah. Some crazy crap like that. And so I've been, like, trying all these names, Jeb, you know, at Jeb, going, taking their Twitter name, taking their real name, taking nothing, absolutely nothing. So either they haven't done it yet, or, you know, I don't know, maybe Swedish coders are different from American coders.
Yeah.
Have you thought about typing all this stuff in Swedish?
Oh, God. That's another day of my life gone. Thanks. Come here, translate.google.com. And besides that, I built a statue of myself today, and I thought it was awesome. Because I was building a mod island. I've been cheating some on the server, and I've just been going on and changing everything to, and it's funny because everybody be like, man, why is the server lagging? And I'm sitting there laughing, going, well, because I just changed a million blocks to sand, you know, that's why it's lagging. But I don't tell them that. Anyway, so I built a statue of me there, and I was going to build a statue of all of us, but now I'll just go copy and paste the one they did.
Yeah.
And
move it
there. Yeah. Copy all of their hard work.
Yeah. And then put a sign there that says, Brent made this. No.
I did this.
Anyway, besides that, you know, just doing stuff. So, Eric?
Cool, man. All right, so this week I've been doing a lot of cheating. And
yeah!
I'm building a new DJ booth for a new Minecraft rave video. And this one is bigger and better and crazier and stuff. I don't want to really spoil anything. So
I'll give it a little spoiler. I saw it last night. It's awesome.
It's pretty crazy.
And I'll just tell you right now, Snape killed Dumbledore.
He did. But you know, this one features the repeater block, and I've had a lot of fun playing with this thing, and I'm able to make some really complex circuits that are a whole lot smaller. So I'm taking advantage of space. So this one is not just about a floor, a landscape with lots of flashy lights and note blocks. This one is crazy. Anyway, so it's really cool. And by the way, the world that I'm creating this on is seeded by, from Gargamel. There's that name again. And I'm going to put this up for download, and I'm going to put signs so that you can download it, and you'll be able to find the different areas to go to. And and you know, I haven't really had any time to play the game other than just creating this thing. So that's really it.
Okay, so what have you guys been up to this week? Well, let's start with Simon. Yeah, Simon, what have you been up to?
What have I been up to? Well, my computer has been on the fritz. It's been a blooming nightmare. I don't mind telling you that. It's been a blooming nightmare. I've been playing a nice bit of Rift.
How do you like it?
It's a kind of cool game. It's like World of Warcraft, only it's better, but also worse. It's a good way to put it, I think. It's better, but also worse.
Are we going to see some Yachts cast for Rift?
I was updating my Windows to Service Pack 1, Windows 7, and Rift crashed as I was doing so.
and that completely destroyed my computer. It literally caught fire. And okay, it didn't literally caught fire. It was a nightmare though.
It was a disaster. So you're using a different computer.
Lewis's old computer right now, which is a little bit weird.
We've been just fooling around playing. There's lots of demos of big games coming out. Like I mentioned earlier, I mean, I was playing a bit of Crysis 2 multiplayer. I was playing a bit of Darkspore. Have you heard of Darkspore? It's kind of like, it's made by Maxis, who made Spore. You know,
they just play Minecraft. They're all about the Minecraft. They don't care about these other games.
No, I do.
Yeah. We play other games.
I loved the idea of Spore. The game itself just kind of flopped.
It was awful, wasn't it? Anyway, they've taken the Spore character creator and they've basically put it into kind of a Pokemon style hero factory thing where you're supposed to sort of make these heroes out of the Spore character creator, and then you take them into a level and you fight your way through the level Diablo style, and actually it's quite fun. Like, I've quite enjoyed it. Yeah. So
that sounds awesome.
Yeah. Sorry, it's the Hannah's creaking in the background. Okay.
That's okay. So let's go ahead and get into the news.
We got news. All right, let's do it then.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
Now a couple quick things before we get to the awards. Definitely go check out c418.org. His album has come out for the Minecraft Alpha official soundtrack. We've gotten a copy and it's really good. There's some stuff you haven't heard before. Definitely worth the $3.99. It is.
Yeah, get y'all bleeping and your blooping on.
And the other thing is that where you can spend some money is the Kickstarter for the two-player productions Minecraft: The Story of Mojang. 14K. That's all they need now. They've gotten 136K, and they need 14K in 19 days to go.
Oh my god!
That's awesome!
Wow.
So what do you have? Like, you been
really? So this is going ahead, is it?
Yeah.
Do they really need that much money to make?
Of course they do. Yeah. It's expensive.
Yeah, it costs a lot.
Those Starbucks they've got to order in for the film crew, which is probably like two blokes. You know, they've got a lot of overheads.
Yeah.
I don't believe that it costs that much money. I genuinely don't. We spoke to someone who produces content for like Sky. He makes video game productions and he said that, you know, it could be done for
Are you suggesting this is some kind of scam or something, Lewis? You should be very careful.
Profiteering.
You could get into legal trouble if you were to say something like that. Choose your words very carefully.
I'm not going to say anything, but I'm looking forward to watching.
Move on!
It better be bloody good for that much money, is what I'm saying. It better be good.
Well, right? I don't know if you've seen the trailers or stuff already. I think they've done a great job of that. And I mean,
I don't know whether it'll be a Shadow of Israel, though. I mean, I don't know whether it'll, you know, be Oscar winning. Will it? They should do Oscars for video games. Video game productions on YouTube. That's what they should do. I heard some news this week out of Notch at GDC. Apparently, he said the old piracy isn't theft thing. He's obviously from Sweden, but he said that, you know, if you steal a car, the original is lost. But if you copy a game, there are simply more of them in the world. And that's obviously like, you know, quite a cliched kind of thing, but. It's interesting that Notch has gone out there and said it as a video game developer, designer. Yeah.
Well, but he also said that the key was to constantly update your game and to create and add more to it, and that if game designers were doing that, they would turn pirates into customers.
Well, exactly, and that's what TF2 and Left 4 Dead and Valve have done with their games and such, and other people are doing very successfully, providing, you know, regular updates. It's why, you know, WoW's got so many subscribers, because they time their updates very well to keep people always interested, and there's always new content around the corner. It's a model that works, and I think it's a good excuse. Yeah. I don't know.
So Minecraft won 5 awards at GDC. Let's see. So he won Audience Award from the IGF as well as the grand prize, and then he won from the GDCA. He got the best debut downloadable and best innovation in games. That's a lot. You know, I was noticing, I was watching the live stream, and he just kept getting up there and getting awards, and it was like, you know, I mean, I guess everyone's rooting for him. Everybody kind of knows that he is going to go up there for, you know, a number of awards. But his, you know, his speeches kind of got shorter and shorter, you know, and he's kind of thinking of something to say, and, you know, and I swear, if he went out there the sixth time, he might even mention this show, you know, like kind of grabbing for content, like, oh, the chef guys, hey, what's up, you know. But that was cool. I liked watching that. Did you guys watch that, the streaming of GDC?
No. When was it anyway? When was this?
This week.
Yeah, when was it?
So like, I was talking to you on the phone about it.
The awards were Wednesday night.
Wednesday night, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And
I don't even know what was I doing Wednesday night, Lewis?
You were asleep. From under the duvet.
I was asleep. Okay.
Which is Thursday morning for you, I think.
Also,
still asleep.
Happy Man pointed out that also at GDC, Notch promised that he will be adding dogs.
Oh yeah, that's right.
God, yeah, I heard about
Molyneux.
That.
Molyneux.
Peter said,
Peter
I want
Molyneux.
A dog.
Oh, that's... yeah.
I'm glad that he would put dogs in there and not cats. I mean, and that's just me. I don't like cats.
Maybe
personally.
You'll be able to kill cats, though.
Like, now we're talking.
What? And get, like, cat fur and line your house with cat fur.
Why the cat hang? With a what's musket. Up with that?
Do you have a cat?
I did until last week.
Ouch. Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Thanks, guys.
So yeah. Did you.
Anyway.
Too soon. So.
Well, let's get into a whole new
thanks
segment.
For that one.
How about that? There. Let's do this.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, my God. It's so intense.
Sightings.
What? It was just your wake up call for you.
Let's
see. That was epic.
So now it's time for sightings. All right, then. So we mentioned Poop Box already. That's a parody of TikTok by Kesha, and this is done by Hodge Josh.
And does this next one need any like links to it? It already has like 4 billion views, I think, on the TNT.
But it's so good.
I haven't even seen it yet.
It
I'll
is
be honest.
Seen it yet? Oh, okay.
I haven't looked at it yet.
Yeah, this is a first rate machinima. I was upset because, you know, it took 3 months for In Search of Diamonds, an original song with a great video, to get 1 million hits, and TNT did it in three days.
I think they did it in 5 minutes.
In 3 days they had 1 million hits. And I was like,
that's awesome.
And I mean, it's a good parody, and it's filmed well, and you know, but at the same time, you know, there's a little bit of, you know, clan pride here, wishing that, you know,
it was a little early too. I think that as we go on, these things will get more popular faster.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
virally faster.
Well, what I don't get is they actually have revenue sharing for their video, and I wouldn't think they could do that if it's not an original.
Well, he did
song.
Recreate the song with note blocks.
Okay, so that's all.
Right, he didn't use a karaoke track or anything. So there was a lot of work that
smooth.
Went into that.
Yeah.
And this is a parody of Dynamite by Tayo Cruz. Is it Tayo? Tayo.
I have no idea. Mm-hmm.
Tayo?
Something. I don't know. It's a good song. It's a good, very good video. It's so much work went into it. So you got to give them a bit of respect.
Yeah.
They're a big Minecraft channel as well, aren't they? Apparently.
Yeah, he did a series of videos where he was trying to get his flying black Pegasus.
Oh, nice.
Which was kind of entertaining. So
those things are cool.
Oh, this does look good.
Yeah, you should watch it later.
Oh, I'm watching it right now.
When we're not doing a show.
So what amazing things have you guys seen lately?
Oh, wow. I've seen some very amazing things in Minecraft, but...
Oh, in Minecraft?
Yeah, videos.
Like, in general. I saw a man sneeze so hard that his eyeballs popped out. So, I mean, if you're only interested in what happened in Minecraft...
I kind of want to hear about this one. Did, like, the eyeball hit you in the face?
Well, they say that, when you sneeze, you can't help but close your eyes.
Right.
You know, your eyelids have to close.
And this guy, he was trying to, you know, for a bet, keep his eyelids open.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. If you try and keep your eyelids open and you sneeze, your eyes will just pop out.
Is this on YouTube? There we go,
kids, if you're bored in school.
I think I heard about this urban legend.
Yeah.
Now, you saw this, like, for real? I'm making this up.
It was on the internet, but I'm fairly sure it was real.
I want to see it.
I'll tell you, watch this. I'll tell you what I've seen for real. There was a guy who was doing shots at a bar, and you know how you're supposed to, like, lick the salt, shoot the tequila, and then bite the lime? He snorted the salt, did the tequila, and squeezed the lime in his eye.
Oh.
Then did he sneeze and make an eyeball pop out?
Wow.
That would bring the story around full circle to actually go with the show. Anyway.
Well, this is a good topic. I find it hard to drive around and have to sneeze because you have to take your eyes off the road for a bit to sneeze.
I almost hit a crossing guard once because I sneezed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He had
I almost hit a crossing guard one day because she wouldn't let me go.
Okay.
I got to have some road rage.
You didn't sneeze till later that night?
No, I just spit on him.
All right.
I'm just kidding. I love crossing guards. I wouldn't really do that.
We do. He has a poster of a crossing guard.
No, but would they get upset if you were driving by and you like turned to sneeze and like, oh, there's a crossing guard. So you held your eye open and it popped out and hit him in the face? Okay, yeah. So we're going downhill here. Let's go ahead and move on to
this one.
Something that causes internet controversy.
Yeah.
Resources.
Internet controversies, right. Really?
Yeah, follow our Shaft Twitter and you'll understand what I'm talking about. Anyway, so we've got in resources this week the Minecraft Survival Guide, which you can get at MinecraftSurvivalGuide.com, and that's out from Wolf21 and crew.
Yeah.
Minecraft gaming gurus reveal every detail about Minecraft you can use right now to dominate your very own craft at all without the use of illegal hacks. 100% legal, 100% legit, 100%.
You have to buy this.
This looks a bit dodgy. What is this?
Are they officially sponsoring the show, though? We should ask that.
No. But now,
okay, so we can just say it sounds like a massive, weird scam ripoff thing. Are we legally allowed to say that?
Ready to mine cash with the Minecraft Survival Guide? Sign up now, and we won't hack your account.
These guys do a lot of work sure too.
I'm sure it's completely above board, and the people who were involved put a lot of work into it, and it, you know, they're very nice people. Please don't sue us.
Yeah, please. The guy who's doing it is laughing.
This isn't even our show. If you want to sue someone, sue these guys. Look at all the equipment they've got in that studio. They must have tons of money. Go after them.
How much do you have to pay for this? What is this? I don't think the site even works.
Now, the guy who wrote this is in the chat room right now.
I think I've got a virus.
And he is laughing at your jokes, just so you know.
I think I've got a virus.
And also
Simon.
Check out their videos. They do a lot of good videos. Yeah.
You got a virus. Is your nose running? Do you feel the need to sneeze? For God's sake, keep your eyes closed.
Let's see if I can do this live on the air. I'm going to see if I can get my eye to pop out. Ready? I feel it coming. Someone throw some pepper over here.
That's gross.
Okay, man. Not happening.
It's an eye popping.
I'll try later.
Time.
Okay, right. So
that don't go to that site. In summary, is the answer. It looks like a scam.
Oh, it's definitely not a scam. Definitely not a scam. Those guys are good guys. Anyway, but you know, if you do. Listener contributions. Let's just hit that.
Are we going to the next one? Yeah. All righty then. Let's do it.
What's happening?
Listener contributions.
That was awesome.
That was really good. That was sent to us from SpartanMan1222.
SpartanMan. Can you? Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot. It was special.
Do we want to talk about Audible here for a second, or are we just going to slip that in later in post?
Sure. Tell us about Audible.
So, you know, if you've listened to the past couple shows, Audible is sponsoring our show. They have a free trial for you. You can get it audibletrial.com/theshaft. And it's a free book. You just got to sign up, and you get a 14-day free trial. So just head on over there. It's a good thing to listen to while you play Minecraft, right?
Yeah, hours and hours of Minecraft. You can listen to a book in 80 hours that you play Minecraft.
And if you're watching HBO for the, what's the show coming on?
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. They have that book on there, and they actually have some really good readers for it.
Yeah.
Sounds really good.
You know what I like is...
and the next book's coming out, too.
I know.
They released a date for it, so I'm excited about that.
Yep, June.
I like the X-Factor series. It's Isaac Asimov and a bunch of science fiction writers that did radio plays. Radio plays were adapted from these stories in the 1940s, and they're so cool. And there's a ton of them on Audible. And of course, I mean, you can sign up and get one for free, but they're really fun to listen to because, you know, they're straight up radio dramas with really corny sound effects and
it's sounds amazing. I'm huge fan of all that stuff, so I'd love to do that. I've been looking for good audiobooks.
I mean
The Game of Thrones you mentioned, we've been chatting with one of the actors who is gonna be in it, and we're hopefully gonna have a chat to him at some point in future. We're huge fans of this stuff you're talking about. We're going to be talking to Hodor from Game of Thrones, the new HBO thing, aren't we, Simon?
Nice.
We are. Hmm. We are indeed.
Wow.
So we can ever like arrange a convenient time for all of us to talk to him. But yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, we're free anytime.
Yeah.
Being silent. You're not invited. You're not invited.
I thought I heard a cricket.
That's awesome. Oh.
So go check that out. audibletrial.com/theshaft.
And let's see. The first one we have here is from Edwin. Edwin, I would love you to talk more about Sweden. I am self from there. And when you talked about the Swedish army knives and mountains, that's from Switzerland. I laughed so much. Keep it up. You are the best.
That was a good...
I am glad accent. The person from Sweden got my joke. Just so you guys know, a few weeks ago, who was it? I had said originally that Notch was from Norway or something like that, and someone corrected me.
Netherlands?
Yeah, that almost ruined our career as Minecraft podcasters.
It's all the same, really.
Well, so then someone...
Snow and moose.
Meese, I think.
Yeah,
right?
Mises. But someone pointed out it was from Sweden, and so then to continue the joke, I started saying, "Oh, well, I love their chocolate and their army knives and
the cuckoo clocks."
Yes,
and their fish. I still love their fish.
So yeah, good.
Swedish fish is great. All right.
I'm Inga from Sweden. See, I can do voices too. Really, I can.
All right.
Okay, so
I trust you.
So I'm going to do this one from Untzen.
He wants to get people to help with registrations.
Done.
Is this more of an internal email to us?
I guess so.
But
for our server.
But we should let
it done.
Know.
We got Seagon and Bob Mills and Sugar are all on that. And they've been adding people left and right. I haven't touched it this week, and they've gotten everybody added.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I've noticed that the registration thread has two notes in it, like half the time I give
so
them.
Thank you guys. That takes off a big load off my plate.
Can we get a call screen or two to help me out? There's 150 calls this week and I only chose two because I only had time to listen to two.
Would that be an interesting show just to have 100 phone calls going for 3 hours?
Sure. Maybe if we don't have a guest,
let's take a week off. That would be awesome. Oh, no, wait. You guys are looking at me mean.
We could hand it off to Simon and Lewis and just say, here's 100 calls.
Yeah, would y'all want to do that for us?
We go halves. You could take half the calls. We could take half the calls.
There you go.
Done.
Of course, Lewis would just, in response, he would just like start swearing and talking about note blocks or something.
Note blocks!
Note block rage.
I think he's asleep now.
Yeah. So you want to do this?
I can't promise that I won't do that. Yeah. So now I'm signing up to an Audible account on your referral code.
Sweet.
That's awesome.
What is it? Shaft? Well, I've forgotten it already. I copy pasted it.
Audibletrial.com/theshaft.
Audibletrial.com.
Audibletrial.com/theshaft. Yeah, I've just signed up. I'm going to download the Black Company audiobook. So I haven't read it, and it's quite good, apparently. So that's like a similar vein to the George R. R. Martin thing.
Ooh, I'll have to try that one.
Yeah, I heard good things about the Black Company stuff. I had a D&D game that was supposedly modeled after it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Hmm. It's quite old. It's like, it was written in like the 80s, like 1984 or something. But, I mean, it's apparently it's like quite dark and stuff. I'm quite a big fan of the kind of epic that's a bit, that's not too elves
it's
and fairies.
Old.
And a
bit more. It's from the 1980s.
Well, that's fairly old as these things go. I was born in 83. Well, I'm youngest here, I think, aren't I?
I graduated high school in 86. Anyway, Eric, you want to read this one from Phil?
All right, Phil says...
We're going to hit these emails, phone calls. So they like voicemails, and you're going to play them, and we're going to just insult the people who sent them in, or not insult them.
I don't think we're going to do them now. We're not going to go through 100 bloody phone calls.
No, we are.
Jesus Christ, Blair, bloody night. I'm just
No, we wouldn't do that to you.
Yeah.
Well, sleep, but that's still quite important.
Let's see. We got one from Phil who says, "I usually get the MP3 of the show off YouTube." What?
Yeah, he usually goes and watches everything on. He
rips it into an MP3.
I guess.
Oh, anyway, yeah. I'll keep reading. Sorry, yeah, I just stopped the sentence.
This is the whole reason why it's in here. If anybody's actually doing this, we can fix that with one simple link. Okay. Right.
He says, "I usually get the MP3 from the show off YouTube, but was wondering, are the first 10 shows available online anywhere, or have I just missed them?"
Okay, so Phil, I'm going to introduce you to this thing called iTunes. You can go there, and it has every single MP3. For you, and you can have it downloaded automatically, so it's just waiting there for you in the morning.
iTunes. What is this?
iTunes.
iTunes. iTunes.
But we did not. Did we? We didn't have videos of the first 10 episodes up.
No.
Right. But he's just getting the MP3s. Yeah. So he just wants the audio.
Yeah. But that's the reason why the first 10 episodes are not on YouTube is we weren't.
Well,
we weren't
incidentally, I didn't actually. I never pressed the record button until episode 10.
Yeah. And we're thinking about going back and doing like hand puppets and reenacting the first 10 episodes to put those up, but we need to see if people would be interested in watching that.
Yeah, little sock puppets.
The next message is from Bryce24. He says, "Today I was playing Minecraft and listening to The Shaft, and my 3-year-old cousin came and started watching me play and listening to you guys. He thought you were hilarious." Hilarious. H-A-L-L. Hilarious. And after...
Hilarious. Well, he is 3, so he probably didn't know how to spell it properly.
"And after about an hour, your show ended, and he started crying and threw a fit. I asked him why, and he said he liked the show and didn't want it to end, so now every Monday, me and him listen to the show."
Well, until the F-bombs are being thrown.
Yeah.
But I'm swearing. Can we bleep out all of the swears?
Yeah, I'll bleep out all the
swears.
Yeah.
I don't want to corrupt the youth of tomorrow. Well,
If you just want to keep a kid quiet, couldn't you just give them, like, some gin? That's what my mother did to me, and I turned out perfectly fine.
It all makes sense now.
Well, we had C418 on the show last week, and there were 11 bleeps throughout.
Only 11?
Yeah, only 11, yeah.
I was expecting a lot more than that.
Those Germans, you know, I guess.
Yeah. I did more than that in, like, the first 2 sentences.
That's true.
Why do people get in such a tight bunch underwear stuff about cursing?
They're not so censored, outside of America. Is that right? I mean, commercials on TV.
Freedom of speech. Yeah. And also, swearing is big and clever, so...
Yeah, I mean, when y'all go to Starbucks, you're like, give me that f***ing mochaccino, right?
Now I gotta bleep you now?
Yeah, I gotta get on the train at some point.
Mommy, what this f***ing mean? See, you're gonna get that, you're gonna be faced with that now.
This is too f***ing much.
You too?
Oh man, cussing is so fun.
Lewis started it.
Bill Farn.
I've been holding that in for 23 episodes now.
What's that George Carlin list of curses that you shouldn't?
Oh god.
Let's not go there. Let's not go there. No.
All right. What's next?
Willy bum bum. Where are we?
Okay, Thomas Flight, here's a de-excavation station question. Is there anything you wish wasn't in Minecraft? Anyone? Anyone? Simon? Lewis?
What's the point in gravel? What's the point in gravel, really?
To have it fall on your head and kill you?
I actually try making a gravel path up to your house, just for the sound. Is that really worth it, though?
It's a nice soothing...
It's not really worth it, though, right? Little
pitter-patter.
It looks like sh**.
That's true.
Oh, sorry.
It does. Stop swearing! What's going on here? I'm the one who swears. I've, like, sworn twice during this. You're just constantly... I've never heard the like. You're worse than a doctor. What's going on? What's he
a
mouth?
Doctor.
Worse than a doctor? Do you know doctors cuss?
A docker. Oh, a docker. He works at a dock. Famous, very blue speech.
It's like our American construction workers.
Yeah.
Do they whistle at women when they walk by?
No, because women don't walk by a dock. Sailors do. And whistling at them probably give the wrong sort of, you know, message. But yeah.
Fair enough.
Okay.
So did we answer that question? Just gravel. Gravel's our answer.
Gravel.
Just in general.
Yeah.
Anybody, y'all have a say in this? Y'all are on the show. Y'all can talk.
I can't think of
something
anything.
Something I don't like, something I don't want. Say, take it out, Notch. Take it out now. I don't know if there's that thing.
I don't want griefing.
Just get rid of creepers.
No, no.
The world would like
something
bad would happen if
that little hoppy, like you're in a hill, you know, you're walking up a hill, and then you just see that little head pop up on the other side of the hill. That's truly terrifying. No, I'm a big fan of the creepers.
Yeah,
I think you're right. I think the creepers have to be there. Everyone wants to get rid of them, but if you know, you'd be sad to see them go. Really, yeah. They're integral, aren't they?
There'd be some sort of uprising.
I'm going with pigmen.
You don't want those in?
Pigmen. What is the freaking point of pigmen?
They're a bit annoying. I don't really like chickens either. What's the point of them? They're a bit annoying. God, the list is quickly getting longer. We should move on.
Yeah, I know.
we're saying that they should
get rid of grass.
Well, in the other reason,
what about dirt?
Like vanilla game, and now you're saying, "Oh, I hate all the mobs. All the mobs are really annoying. There shouldn't be any mobs other than like one cow that follows you around loyally."
And all that dirt and rock.
Yeah, I always get in the way of good time.
Hey, Notch just tweeted. He's definitely not going to be on the show now.
All right. Oh, well.
Good going.
It's all that swearing, all that effing and jeffing. Just get him off. Poor man.
Oh,
I'll read the long one if you want me to, if you want to do the next one.
Or we could just move on.
Should we move on? Anything good here? Are we going to miss out?
Well, there is kind of a rant against me. You want to read the rant against me?
Is it a rant?
Sort of, kind of.
Okay. That's, maybe we should have really Simon.
I know. Basically, what it says.
Put in the professor voice. I want to hear the professor voice for it.
Huh?
No. Professor voice?
It says, Dear Shafters.
Dear Shafters.
Doofenshmirtz.
Doofenshmirtz.
Schmorksgeborg.
I haven't been able to do my Doofenshmirtz lately. I don't know. It hadn't been working. It says, Dear Shafters, as someone who's been following from episode one, if a person's only exposure to Minecraft was through your show, they'd think Minecraft is only fun on multiplayer, and Wes has found a way to make Minecraft not fun and actually a chore.
What?
That's true. It's very true.
He says, I don't play on any multiplayer servers, and... He says, sadly, when I listen to the Shaft, I hear nothing for me. I've been reduced to sitting around the water cooler saying, wouldn't it be cool if, which is fun in small doses, popular with the mob, but it gets old fast. He says, be creative, think outside the box, be open to non-Minecrafty things, whatever that means, and Wes, stop filling in holes if you don't want to.
Why doesn't he just, like, make some friends and play multiplayer? There we go. Problem solved.
So this
problem
is
solved. Miserable bugger.
This is. This is from Dale from Chicago, Epic Beard Man. Now I'll say this: to me, filling in holes is zen-like. Like, to me, it's lately, like, sometimes...
That's what Charlie Sheen said, by the way, but continue. Yeah.
And whenever I fill in the hole, I'm winning. But,
pure genius.
But I go around and I clean stuff up because I like... It's like supporting my community. It's filling in things that have been damaged. It's cleaning up. It's helping polishing the server
like
a little
healer.
Bit. Yeah, I'm walking around.
Meanwhile, there's like 18 unwashed plates upstairs. Just like all dust everywhere. You know, in your actual house. You know, this is the problem with like reality. You know, this is what I get like though as well. It's quite OCD like games like. This though
it is it
they
is
bring out stuff like that in you don't they
like yeah. Whenever I first log on, I've been doing this so long that the first thing I do when I log on is I do a lap around spawn and see what people have torn up, and then I fix it.
Do a little ground inspection.
Yeah, I go around the little spawn island.
You're groundskeeper Willy.
I am. Exactly.
Do you have a ride on lawnmower that you just trim the grass on?
He's got a segue with,
you know,
with
and
blades.
I see Eric walk by and I go, he's got the shinin. Anyway, but yeah, I do a lap around spawn, and then I increase my spiral a little bit and see if the pig farm's been blown up. I look at some of the roads, you know, I teleport back to my house. I look to see if there's any big holes in the road. There's probably about 15 to 20 minutes the first time whenever I log onto our server for Minecraft that's what I do. Mm-hmm. And I like it. It's not that I don't like it. I don't know. It's just something I do for
now.
Everybody.
Here's a good question for you. When you fill in the holes, do you just fill in the hole at the surface, leaving a little gap underneath, or do you properly fill it all in? Because a lot of the time, when a creeper's blown up a big hole, you look at it and you think, oh dear, there's a big hole there. Do I go down the bottom of it and like fill it all up from the bottom, or do I just put a very thin layer on the top of the
sky? I will actually go so far as to if there's a hole in a road, I will put a layer of stone underneath it in order to minimize future damage. I'm that good. But if there's a big hole, yes, I will fill it up with stone and then put a layer of dirt on top of it.
See, I don't do that. I just put like a layer of dirt on top, so when another creeper explodes, there's an even bigger hole.
Yeah,
yeah.
Terrible. You're terrible.
See, and I'll be on the server, and I'll see Wes over there, and I'll be like, oh, what's Wes doing? And I'll go see what, and I'll go over there, and he's like laying out the stone, and I immediately turn around and go the other way, because I know if I stay too long, I'll be guilted into helping him fill in this hole. And that is not Zen-like for me. It's like Zen boring.
Well, yeah. now that Bucket is working... I have actually changed. I used to do all the holes by hand. I mean, I literally would go and lay down the blocks one by one. Nowadays, I use fill R and fill. And sometimes that's another thing I'll do is I'll fix beaches that have been carved up. Yeah. I'll get
you
up.
You like Harry Potter.
Yes.
You just point your wand at it and say, yes. Fill Sandio. And it just fills up.
Yes. That is exactly what I do. So
God.
Okay, so we got another question here. I just saw this in the email. So it says, hey, the Shaft, and oh yeah, Yogscast, LOL. You guys are two of my favorite YouTubers, podcasters of all time. Yogscast whole story inspired me to create my RP server, which I hope will be as good as your story. I was wondering how you guys get all these characters. Do you just buy all these accounts or use cracked clients? You guys are amazing. Thanks.
Well. Yeah, we bought all the accounts. Spent about 250 quid so far, which is quite a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money's been spent. It's worth it, I think. And, you know, it's nice to have the accounts because it means we can do a bit of silly stuff like have people go on to other servers and play about as the characters. You know, we don't have to constantly rely on using, like, cracked accounts. I know a lot of people have... done like gone on to other servers as me or Simon, and there's lots of sort of fake us around because, you know, as celebrities, inverted commas, in the Minecraft community, people
react quite strangely when they actually see me or Simon join the channel, and they're not sure if it is the real me or Simon anymore, because so many times it's easy to use a crack copy of Minecraft to just go on any old server as an account. So there are a few screenshots posted the other day on our Facebook, and they were like all the characters from our Minecraft series all like in a long row as if they were logged in on a server. And obviously someone's just used cracked accounts. It's just a non-authenticated server where it doesn't check with Minecraft.net if you put the right password in.
Right.
And you can just bypass it on using like Play Offline and go on to like a non-authenticated server. So people, but it still requests the skins from the server. So you can pretend to be Zephyrs or Honeydew.
If you do that and you pretend to be me, that makes you literally worse than Hitler, okay? Because don't even think you're doing it, all right?
So you don't feel like it's an honor in y'all's name if they do a video of y'all and use your...
No, absolutely. No. I think it's fantastic. I don't know if you
I
think
don't. How would you like it, Lewis, if some kid, he makes like a mask and he puts it on his face and he films himself shooting an old lady in the street? Right, and everyone thinks it's you, and that you've gone on like a rampage, and you're like killing old ladies in the street, poor helpless old ladies. I mean, they wouldn't like that, would they?
No, but
and that's the same thing. People are giving like
broad way though. People using our accounts to make trailers or to make like fans shots or to make their own machinima, or this guy making his own RP server. I mean, he is obviously one of these people who wants to be creative and tell a story and have fun and do this kind of creative stuff.
He's got
stuff
his own
Minecraft.
Story to tell with his own characters.
Yeah, but and what if he doesn't have like 250 quid to spend on Minecraft accounts? Because, you know,
well, then he should do a paper round and earn some money, buy lots of copies of Minecraft.
Did y'all do a bunch of paper rounds?
Well, we haven't got any good suggestions for you, but just do it. The thing is with the Yogscast is I just say to Simon, right, we're gonna do it, and if it's terrible then we'll worry about it once it's on YouTube, you know, and most of the time it's not terrible, is it? So I think that's my philosophy on stuff. Just go and do it and stop worrying about it.
Yeah, all right.
And well, so
where are we? What's happened here?
We got all serious and stuff.
I know. What's up with that?
I keep doing this. Sorry.
I thought y'all told me, we're getting Yogscast with these funny guys, and they always joke around.
And all serious. Oh, dear. Cuss some more.
Is that better?
I don't know.
It's like, was that like a cow cavalry charge? There was like a cow blooming, and then there was a cavalry charge.
I just figured that we needed that. So, cool. All right. Now that it's quiet again.
Well, you know, we're basically kind of done with everything, but I got a question for y'all, or just something to keep in mind. We're just announcing, I guess, that we are planning to do a Minecraft convention in the great state of Alabama in October. You can actually go to MinecraftCon.com.
Alabama?
Yeah.
Where you live?
Yep. Alabama. We don't have shoes, and we all have pregnant wives.
What kind of place is that for a Minecraft convention?
Well, actually, it's an awesome place. We're
this
actually
should be in Kew Gardens. Gosh darn it!
We have a lot of dirt here.
Yeah.
And
really, it comes down to we have not heard anybody else like planning to do one, and it's, you know, we can't really say, hey, we're going to go do one in Sweden.
Yeah.
You know, so so anyway.
Well, it's good that you're taking my philosophy to heart and just doing it, but is it going to be like a church hall and there are going to be like four people there and like Mrs. Miggins is going to make like cakes for everyone?
Yeah, no, we're hoping to, we're getting the guys, or we were going to get the guys to do the documentary, but now, you know, they don't like us anymore after y'all were on here. So.
And we were going to have Wolf 21.
We slagged off a lot of people today.
Wolf 21 was going to come, and then you insulted his Minecraft. Minecraft guide.
Yeah, so we're working down the list. Let me see if we've got a lot of guys who do the Let's Plays and stuff that are potentially coming down. We're waiting for their confirmations, but a lot of them are excited about it. Y'all keep in mind and let us know what it would take to get y'all here as well. And
we've run conventions before, so it's not like our first one. So
yes,
we kind of know what we're getting into.
Yeah,
and it's going
to
be.
And we will invite Mrs. Miggins here as well to make cake
and delicious, delicious cake.
Yum, yum, yum.
But keep that MinecraftCon.com.
Yep, and we're going to look into. We're going to even try to get Notch here.
Yeah, we're trying.
This sounds amazing, and I think best of luck for getting it going. I think it'd be really cool.
There's got to be, and we're right next to Marshall Space Flight Center. I'm sure there's some science writing that needs to be done here.
Yes.
There we go, Lewis.
Yes.
A bit of moonlighting.
There's space camp. Space camp's here, too.
Yeah.
You should, do a paid live stream like Blizzard do at BlizzCon, because, that pulls in, millions more viewers than... than the actual, attendance at the conference.
Yep.
Yeah. Exactly.
And also, maybe if you could, the thing is, Blizzard, gets so many viewers because they give away, a free companion pet, to World of Warcraft. So maybe if you gave away something that was, worth literally nothing, but kind of was a bit Minecraft-y.
Sandwiches.
How about Simon's
Just
duvet?
Just give away sandwiches at the convention for people who turn up and are hungry. How about that?
We will do that. But can we get your duvet and give that away?
Yeah. Will you donate that as a prize for the convention?
Will we donate what? Sandwich? What?
Your duvet cover? Simon? I know you like sleeping under it.
No! No, it's mine! Oh my God, no! It's priceless.
Joy.
So, anyway, that leads us on to...
the end of the show.
Yeah, pimping out some stuff. What y'all got? Anything y'all want to pimp out? Get everybody to go look at right now?
What have we got on today? We got some Total Biscuit Magica action going on our YouTube channel.
What We've is got... the YouTube channel URL, Lewis? I've forgotten what it is.
It's youtube.com/BlueZephos, which is spelt blue and then XEPHOS. I reckon we should rename our channel.
Yeah, I was wondering how
we should.
Can you do that?
We've got the Yogscast YouTube name, but I don't know. We'd have to get in contact with YouTube. I don't think they do it for any old person, though. We'd probably have to.
Okay, now you're ranting too much, Lewis. What can we see on this channel that I've gone to on the internet?
Do you want to do this instead of me? I'm not really the spokesman. I'm the person who does all the work.
So I'm the spokesman. Oh, crap. Well, you can go to the YouTube, you can find videos about Minecraft, and videos about computer games, and there's some funny things on there. There's a lovely song about an elephant, which is hilarious. Make sure to watch that. It's really good.
No. Oh, dear.
And, we're planning all sorts of crazy hijinks, so just keep... tuned and subscribed and watch out, everyone. We're coming for you. I don't know what I'm saying. I think you should have done this. This has been terrible. This has been the shaft.
It used to be the shaft.
Also, your website, yagaverse.com. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fan site, actually, pretty much at the moment. But yeah, that's going to be our official site. We're getting it pimped out. We've got t-shirts and everything. We're like a real business. We know what we're doing.
Well, you can go just straight to yogcast.com, right?
Yogscast.com should work, yeah. That's our old site, but we're going to link it all up properly. And we're in a transitional period whilst we're doing lots of things.
And I think everybody can figure out your Twitter as well.
Twitter.com/Jesus Christ. We don't really use Twitter, do we, unfortunately? We're more Facebook friendly. Simon's got about 7,000 friends on Facebook who harass him.
That's not true. I don't have that many.
How many do you have?
Just over 3,000, yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Cool. All right. That's a lot of pimpage.
Yeah, also, we plugged the hell out of that, didn't we?
Also, I want to shout out to Welsh Pixie, who just got a new website this week, welshpixie.com. She did some vocals for me for a new song that I'm going to put out soon, a new Minecraft song. It's pretty awesome.
Is she a British lady?
She's Welsh.
She's actually Welsh.
Yeah. Well, that's British.
All right.
I
don't know anything.
But yeah.
So Welsh is British, right? British is English?
Well, you have to understand that
it's complicated.
It's not. There's not really any separation these days, nor they haven't been for the past like 100 years. But you know, the Great Britain is, you know, Scotland, Wales, England, Northern Ireland. They're all the British Isles. They're all combined, and England is just something that is a deprecated name, really.
It's like Power Rangers, basically. Great Britain is Power Rangers. Where England is like the chest bit, like the important bit. Maybe with
Wales
the head
is like the gay one.
Say that.
Like the
there wasn't a
one.
Gay Power Ranger. You're thinking of the Teletubbies.
And Northern Ireland is the one that everyone forgets about. So it's like, yeah. Well, sucks at like so many people.
There goes our Welsh audience.
Yeah. Good odds.
Awesome. Well, cool. I think that is it.
Yes.
Thank you both so much for being on the show. It was excellent. Very fun train wreck. I would do it again and again.
Yes.
Oh, no.
So we'll see y'all next Sunday.
Oh, God, why? Why?
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Hey, this is Roman. I'm calling in with a couple tips. First, you know, like, you can adjust the different key settings for, like, what does what. My tip was, like, you can make your sneak a toggle by setting it to caps lock. And another good tip was, like, with normal, like, dropping or throwing things is on Q. That's right next to, like, the moving keys. And I've thrown diamond pick in the lava before, so I just recommend, like, moving it off to the side, like, maybe near, like, enter or something. Oh, all right. Thank you. Bye.
I love it when British people do American accents. I don't know, it's just funny.
Howdy, pot, nor. How's it going there?
Awesome.
Oh.
Perfect.
I feel like you're next door.
Yeah, I would have no idea you're British.
Yep, none.
I'm not next door. I'm actually in the bushes out in your backyard.
Oh, no. You're not becoming a robot already.
Am I?
Does
I'm a robot again.
Yes.
I thought he just started.
I don't know if I should swear or not. I shouldn't swear. It's that flipping external sound card. That's what it is.
I was told that you're English, not British. Is that correct?
Oh, it's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
God. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Can you say?
Well, how are we going to solve this issue, Simon?
Am I a robot? Am I, like, very clearly a robot?
Yes, yeah. But I think you should just stay exterminate over and over again, and we'll be happy with that.
Should we call you back?
Exterminate.
That sounds good.
Oh, no, you're back.
Yeah, that's all I took.
Am I?
So just say exterminate.
Hello,
when you turn
I
into
am.
Robot.
So the way to get past the robot is to do a robot impression.
Yes.
And then I go back to being human. It's like two wrongs making a right, two exactly. negatives making a positive. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
It's an absolute pleasure, guys. Thank you for having us.
Cool. You guys rock.
Get some sleep.
Here, I'll play you out. Yeah. That's your outro music.
That's beautiful. Thank you. It's generous.
Dead Workers Party Network. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's the shaft.